Game Master Tips, number 22, the GM Report Card.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This episode of Game Master Tips is all about becoming a better game master. Now, if you're a good GM, you know you never stop progressing. You never stop perfecting your craft. You're constantly trying to make, you know, better campaigns and sessions that have, you know, more depth to them. You're constantly trying to make NPCs that are more dynamic, and you're just trying to constantly be a better game master. And this video hopefully will help you do that. I'm going to present basically two methods, two ideas, two tools you can use, I guess, to progress as a game master and become a better GM. So let's get right into it. Before I explain these two things, let me assure you and just say, you know, these aren't the only ways that you can become a better game master. You know, there's 100 ways to skin a cat, and this is, well, why did I say that? I hate that saying. I would never skin a cat. That's absolutely disgusting. I would probably just pet him and give him kisses and maybe get scratched up for petting his little belly. I love animals. So forget I said that. Let me rephrase that. There's 100 ways that you can do this and become a better game master. These are just the two, main ways, I think, the best ways to kind of pull it off. Now, the first way is probably the most popular. It's a thing that most game masters do, and that's basically just reading your players and adjusting levers. That's all about just reading facial expressions, body language, and then adjusting the way that you're running the game to see how those facial expressions and that body language changes, and then just constantly trying to get better, more positive reactions out of the players. Every game master does that. Every game master is running a game and paying attention to the players, and you're going to notice if players are getting bored or upset or whatever. And then, you know, you adjust the way that you're playing and see if those reactions become a bit more positive. And then you can kind of learn, like, okay, you know, when I do games like this or I do that, the players disengage, or it ruins, you know, it being immersive, or this happens or that happens. And hey, when I run it like this, I notice everyone's having a great time. And like, okay, you know, that's how you do it. And that's the number one way. But I don't think it's the best way, and let me explain why. First, let me say, everyone thinks they're amazing at reading people. I don't think I've met anyone that's like, oh no, I'm a horrible judgment of character. I think almost everyone I meet thinks that they're great at reading people and they're a great judgment of character and all that stuff. And the fact is like, you know, we can all improve on that. Just like you can improve at being a game master, you never stop, you know, perfecting that craft. Same goes for anything in life, including reading facial expressions and body language and judging people. You know, everyone's different. You know, some of these facial expressions and you know, mannerisms and things are kind of universal, and you can kind of rely on those to get a general idea of how people are feeling. But not everybody's the same, you know? Lots of people are different socially, and especially in this day and age where a lot of gameplay is happening virtually over the internet. It's really hard to judge that. But that is the number one way. Like I said, it's the hardest way to get the best results, I think, but it's the easiest way to just kind of do it, because you're doing it while you play. You're just paying attention and you think you're getting, oh, these types of reactions, let me change how I'm playing and then get different reactions. You know, it's fluid and it's in it. But again, I don't think it's the best way, because I don't think it's as direct. There's a little bit of guesswork there. And the way to make that a little bit, better, or increase your chances of you know, judging people or the reactions and facial expressions better, the best way to do that, I would suggest getting some books or watching some tutorials on facial expressions, body language, just social interactions and stuff like that, and just try to learn more about that. And that'll help you. But again, let me just say it again and again, I don't think that's the best way, because everyone's different and it's just, there's too much room for error there. My favorite way is the next method, and it's very direct. It's something that I created that's called the GM Report Card. And if you check out the description, there's a link to the Cyberpunk Uncensored blog, and you can download the report card right there and start using it immediately. How it works is like this. I suggest not giving it to the players every session. Give it to them at the end of a campaign, you know, multiple sessions that equal a big campaign. Give them that report card at the end of each campaign. And then that way you can use the report card to kind of adjust the way you're running sessions. And what the report card is it's basically a series of questions that the players will answer. It's just little check boxes, you know, hey, yeah, I want more of that, less of that, or yeah, that's perfect, you're doing that great, or this could have a little bit of improvement. And I worded it very gentle. I didn't want anyone to get offended. I don't know if some GMs out there have thin skin. I know sometimes I don't handle criticism as good as I want to sometimes. You know, I have thin skin sometimes. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So I tried to make these questions gentle so the players can answer them. The GM can, you know, gauge the feedback and basically improve their craft, their game mastering ability or whatever, you know, without getting offended. I tried to make it gentle. And then there's a whole section where the players can fill out, I want more of this. And then there's a whole list of things like nomads, gangs, city life, mystery, more violence, more this, more that. That way you can also get a better idea of generally, not just the specific questions, but generally more things that you can incorporate in that you know will make the player happy. And let me suggest something here. When you get these report cards at the end of a campaign, don't take all the notes. Okay, you know, all these different players all want more of these things. They all want me to approve on this and this and that. Okay, next session, I'm dropping in all these things that they want. I'm going to change all these things that they suggested would make a better game. Don't do it all in the very next session. I feel that'll take it away from being immersive. It'll make the players think too much, like, ah, look, he's doing all that because, you know, I suggested it or something. I feel it'll come across too contrived. It'll come across too meta, I guess. But what I would suggest is take those notes, take those report cards, take that feedback, and then gently start incorporating it in over the course of the next sessions of that next campaign. And then at the end of that campaign, divvy out the report cards, get feedback, and see if some of those things improved. And maybe there's other areas that need to improve at that point. So the idea here is to constantly get feedback at the end of campaigns from your players. It's direct. There's no mystery there. There's no confusion in trying to read facial expressions or feedback. You know, there's very little room for error. You're going to get the direct answers to the questions that you're asking to become a better game master. So that's the idea there. The other thing I want to mention is sometimes players might not want to fill that out and send it to the game master. They might feel like, oh, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, I love playing. I love my game master. I don't want to be offensive saying, oh, yeah, maybe more of that, or maybe change this a little, or hey, can you do some more of that? Like, some might be, I don't know, nice, and they don't want, they feel like they might hurt your feelings. The way around that is, give out all the report cards to all your players, right? Then tell the players, hey, all of you give the report cards to one player. Pick one out and you name them. Don't let them choose. Just say, yeah, everyone give your report cards to so-and-so, and then you email all of them to me. And then that way none of them have anybody's name on them. You get all of them in one email. You don't know whose goes to who, and that shouldn't matter anyways. If you're a good GM and you're trying to be a better GM, then you know you want this feedback, and you know you're not, try to not get offended. Take that feedback and use it, work with it, and hone in on perfecting your craft. So there you have it. Hopefully it's somewhat simple to you, but those are the two main methods I have for becoming a better game master. Again, try to read feedback, try to read, you know, facial expressions, body language, and then adjust the levers as you go. You can do that. If you do that, I suggest, like I said, studying those subjects, read up on it, learn how to read facial expressions and body language a little bit better if you're going to do that method. The other way, the report card. That's a more direct way that you can do it. You can get feedback where there's no question, no mystery, you know what I mean, on what they're feeling. You're going to get the direct feedback, and you'll be able to adjust yourself to become a better game master for those players. And, you know, on top of all that, let me just end by saying, do both of these methods. You know, I've always done the first way, and I just started incorporating in the GM report card when I created it recently, and I'm going to do both methods. As I play, I'm constantly looking at my players. This session, I did things a little different. I noticed everyone had a better time than the previous session where I did things like that. I'm constantly doing that and noticing that and progressing. But now I also incorporate the GM report card and get direct feedback at the end of all my big campaigns. So there you have it. Hopefully this video was helpful and you like these ideas. If it was, please give it a like and a share. Make sure you also subscribe to Cyberpunk Uncensored on both YouTube and Twitch so you don't miss any of the live gameplay, tutorials, interviews, all the content that I'm putting out almost daily. Also take notice on YouTube, I've opened up memberships, so you can join that and get, you know, exclusive videos. You can get all the videos that are uploaded advanced, 2 to 3 days in advance, typically. You'll also get access to exclusive live AMAs and Game Master Circles and all kinds of stuff that I'm putting together. We've also opened up Patreon, so check that out too. All links will be in the description, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much. Take care.